Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The New York Jets lost again, no surprise there. 32-6, the Buffalo Bills had a nice little get-well party at the expense of the Jets. And the big story coming out of there, because no surprise that the Bills beat the Jets, was that Zach Wilson finally got benched. In the game, they put in Tim Boyle, and we'll get into Tim Boyle. But he came in for Zach mercifully, came in for Zach Wilson in the second half. Wasn't much better. In fact, he was worse. But going into the game Friday they play, they are now going to start Tim Boyle. And Zach Wilson has actually been demoted, Rob, to third string. And you remember the dude, Stevel. What, how do you say his name? Rob G? Streveler? Yes, Streveler will be the backup. And, Rob, just quickly, these are the numbers. Zach Wilson was 7 for 15, 81 yards, one touchdown, one pick. A nice, fat passer rating of 57.9. Now, you laugh when I say nice and fat. But it was compared to Tim Boyle. Tim Boyle, 7 for 14, 33 yards. 33 yards. That's 2.5. That's not even 2.5 yards per attempt. No touchdowns, one pick. He had a passer rating of 26.5. So this is a mess of mammoth proportions, Rob. But that's where the Jets are right now.
Chris, let me get the floor. You know I grew up in New York, right? I grew up in Jamaica, Queens.
As a Jets fan, probably.
And
right?
I grew up as a Jets fan. And I used to, you know, I don't pull for teams, okay? I'm a reporter. I have been for almost 40 years. But I grew up as a Jets fan. I used to take the Q42 and the E-train and the number 7 train to Shea Stadium, Chris, when they played there. And I would not, when I was in high school, would not work on Sundays at the mall. Anybody who worked at the shoe store had to work on Sunday except Rob Parker.
At Buster Brown.
Stride Right.
Stride Right.
My mom would let me leave church early so I could get the kickoff. She would, Chris.
No wonder.
She would go,
Mom,
can I go?
Look at him now.
She would look at me and go like, Go ahead, you can leave early. So I was invested. I poured my heart and my soul out to this team when I was in high school. Mm. I remember crying my eyes out in college, Chris, when I turned on the game in the AFC Championship game and Don Shula didn't cover the field in that AFC Championship game against the Jets. The Jets had burners on that team. And the field was soaking wet. The Jets lost 14-0. A.J. Dewey had an interception against Richard Todd. Chris, that was it, 14-0. The Jets beat them twice during the regular season and was one win away from going to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And they lost. And now that brings me to this. You've heard me all season long, Chris, bellyache about how bad this franchise is. I told you they would wind up being the Mets. The same thing that happened to the Mets this year with all the expectations. The Mets signed Verlander. They're going to go to the World Series. The Jets went out and got Aaron Rodgers. I said it would wind up being the same Mets mess for the New York Jetropolitans, and I was right. The only thing worse, Chris, is that they knew this kid couldn't play, Zach Wilson. They knew it a year ago. Aaron Rodgers was hurt four plays into the season, and they ignored it. Go get a damn quarterback. I said it week after week after week. And now you're going to make a change? Chris, the Jets are the worst franchise in American sports right here, right now. The worst. Worse than the Detroit Lions. I don't care if the Jets won a Super Bowl in 1969. Guess what, Chris?
How are they worse than the Detroit Lions?
I'm revoking that Super Bowl championship. You know what? If Joe Namath can't remember it, I can't remember it either. It is unbelievable what they've done. My God. Chris, this team is ridiculous. They have the longest non-playoff streak in the NFL. 12 years. 12 years, and they've had one winning season since the 2010-2011. The one winning season. They finished in last place in the AFC East, and I call it that, AFC East, in seven of the last 9 years. They've had the bottom five offense, Chris, in each of the past five seasons, and a bottom five defense in two of the past five seasons. This season, that smell, that putrid smell you smell, is the Jets. They rank 29th in yards per play, 4.6. Poultry, 30th in total offense, 30th in passing, 32nd in red zone efficiency, and 30th in points per game. 15. There's nothing good about it, and the coach, the front office, the ownership, shame on you and all you Jets fans who tried to convince yourself and talk yourself into Zach Wilson. Oh, he's improving this year. They got a great defense. All he had to do was just play and not hurt and not to throw a turnover. And it'll be okay. Okay. It was never going to be okay. It wasn't okay last year. It wasn't okay this year. The Jets are tired, are stinky, are putrid. And they all deserve blame from top to bottom. That's why change the quarterback now, Chris? If you got this kid,
I agree.
Why?
This is a mess.
It doesn't make sense. It's too late.
The rest of the season, right?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is!
and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Brock Purdy, Rob, a couple of weeks ago, had a little tough sledding, three straight games with a couple, with some turnovers, five interceptions in those games. Had a bye week, and since then has come back with a vengeance. You mentioned the trend for CJ Stroud. Well, the trend for Brock Purdy is up.
Looking up, right.
Six touchdowns, no interceptions, Rob. And yesterday, against a defense that's, they give up a lot of passing yards, Rob, but they're Tampa Bay. They're in the top 10 in scoring defense. They're ninth, so they don't give up a lot of points. But he went in there, and Rob, in a franchise that features who you, the quarterback that you feel is the GOAT, and I've got him number two all time, Joe Montana. He's probably everybody's top three. And another Hall of Famer, in Steve Young, Brock Purdy did something that neither one of them or any other quarterback in the history of the 49ers franchise has done. And that is to have a perfect passer rating when throwing more than 20 passes. Now, those two did it. Last time it was done was 1989. But those two did it throwing fewer than 20 passes. And 20 or fewer passes. Obviously, the more you throw, the better chances of lowering your passer rating. So, Robbie was 21 for 25, three touchdowns, no picks, and had the longest touchdown pass of the season, 76 yards for anybody.
How many years? How many yards did he throw? Five, and then they ran 70.
You didn't watch the game?
I didn't see it.
Oh, no. It was a 40. I think it threw it 45 yards.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
Perfect. Yeah, no.
I always ask because sometimes, you know, you can dump the ball off and somebody can run.
That wasn't this. Perfectly thrown pass to Brandon Ayuk. Think it was 45 yards in the air, and Ayuk took it about 30 yards or so. It was a 76-yard pass. Maybe it was about 40. I don't know exact, but it was a pass. It was a fly pattern. And so he had a great game, Rob. That's the longest pass this year for a touchdown. And he threw, it was air 34 air yards. So 34 air yards and then I guess 42
all
yards.
Right. No, that's what I was wondering. That's all.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. And Rob, Brock Purdy now leads the NFL in passer rating by 9 points. 115 passer rating. Leads the yards league in yards per attempt. Almost 10, which is crazy, 9.7. Leads the league in completion percentage. And then when you look in TDs, he's 18 TDs, 5 interceptions, which is one of the best TD to interception ratios. It's in the top 3 to 5. And in his career, he's got the best passer rating of any quarterback ever in their first 15 starts. It used to be Patrick Mahomes. Now it's Brock Purdy. He also has the highest passer rating for his career, for any player's career. 112, Mahomes leads with 104. Mahomes is second, I guess. But Purdy doesn't have enough games yet to fully qualify, you know. So like we said, the more you play, the more it will tend to come down. But he's having a great year, Robin. Now 18 starts, so that's at least one full season plus. He's 14-4. He's won a playoff game, two actually. One of them against the Dallas Cowboys, threw for three touchdowns, 300-plus yards in his first playoff game. I would say, Rob, that I'm not even saying yet he's elite. I still want to see a little more of a sample size for that. But and I'm not sure where you're at on him, but I do think at the very least, I think it's time for people to admit he's a good quarterback.
Because I don't think anybody doubts that he's a good quarterback. Good is not the operative word, Chris. Good. I don't think that's where anybody who says he's not, if they say he's not a good quarterback, I could say sit here after the sample size and say he's a good quarterback. Okay. I think the question is people who were already mentioning him with the Joe Montanas and people like that to
Rex
call him
Ryan.
There you go. It's that stuff, Chris.
Guys get excited.
No, it's just an over exaggeration. You know, a prisoner of the moment. We talk about it, and there's got to be
somebody called him Tom Brady. I think there's been
Chris, like that. That's silly. Like it really is, and it's no disrespect to what he's done. But when somebody has to put in a lot of work and a bigger sample size, we've seen guys get off to great starts and in a lot of sports, Chris, and then peter out, things not, you know, continue to go the way you thought they were. And that's why I think Brock Purdy is going to always be, until further notice, until it just continues – and it's undeniable, because I still say, and it, fair or unfair, Chris, and I'll say it's unfair.
Okay, that's
fair. He can
that's
have
fair to say it's unfair.
Right, that's it's good. Unfair. I'll say it, but he can have this great season. If they lose in a playoff game, and he doesn't play well, they'll go back to, oh, see, I knew he couldn't. Like that's where he is. He's in a very difficult spot because he has the weapons. He's played well during the regular season. So anything short of continuing that kind of play is going to be looked at as, see, I told you he couldn't, you know what I mean? Or I knew it. I knew he was just a regular season quarterback. Oh, here where the pressure was on and now he couldn't make the throws. Oh, he threw three picks in the NFC Championship game. I knew it. That's where he is. It could be just a bad day at the office, Chris.
Right.
And that's not the way it will be viewed. You agree with me on that?
I do tend to. And look.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not fair.
I think some of it, I don't think it's fair because I look, and this part I understand to a degree. Rob, he is being penalized. It's like I'll call it this, but it's not just this. But it's the Mr. Irrelevant tax.
Yeah, no, that's no doubt.
Right?
No, that's a good term.
The fact that he was the last guy picked in the draft, and I said, it's not just that. Because, Rob, I think if he were a fifth-round pick or a sixth-round pick, anything below, like, fourth, and this tax is going to be there.
Right.
All right? And so, like, if he were a fourth-round pick or less, anything in the first four rounds, Rob, I think people would be already calling him elite. And I'm not even there. And as much as I supported him and all that, I'm not even there ready to call him elite.
But I'll
yet,
give you the
but that's the tax right there.
I'll give you the other example. And I think that's fair. That's a Mr. Irrelevant tax. I think that's a good way of putting it. But let's go back to Dak Prescott his first couple years, Chris. It looked like he was heading somewhere, right? The numbers, they were winning, they had a running game. Oh, my God, Dak Prescott, the Cowboys.
But we knew at that point early on, like I used to call him a game manager with big play ability.
I know, but you did think that he had a chance to be elite after, right? I mean, at some point. But he never got there is what I'm saying. And that's what I think when people want to crown somebody too quickly, the time will come. And there'll be time, Chris, when it'll be undeniable.
Well, if he leads them to the Super Bowl and probably, Rob, even if they were to lose, but he plays well, like remember Jalen Hurts last year. If he were to lose and they play and play,
yeah, he has to play well, right? Yep.
I think maybe coming into the next season, people would say, okay, he's not the issue, right? Because Jalen Hurts obviously was a second round pick. It's probably a little tax for him because, you know, people didn't think he could throw.
Well, that was it, right? And we remember the comments we heard from people from Philly, you know,
right. But he played so well in the Super Bowl.
I mean, he played.
That I think people said, okay, now he's getting the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's probably what it's going to take.
And I don't know what it is, Chris, this year with Jalen Hurts. And but even despite their record, it doesn't feel the same. And I don't know why.
For him or for the team?
Just both. His year doesn't seem as overwhelming to me. And I know his numbers aren't exactly like last year, right? Because he started off slowly. It just
yeah,
doesn't
but
feel...
he's been hot.
No,
lately.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I actually think his numbers are going to be better.
It just doesn't feel like that.
He's going to throw more interceptions and stuff, but as far as
maybe
touchdowns.
Maybe that's why it just doesn't
feel.
I mean,
he did start slowly with 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Right, that's
in his
what
first
I. Right, right.
6
that's what
games.
I, yeah, okay.
But since then, Rob, his last 3 games. He's 8 touchdowns passing and 1 interception.
Yeah, okay. So
and he's run for 2 touchdowns
yeah,
as well.
But he's got, yeah, yeah. So
he's going to have more touchdowns total. He only had 22 passing touchdowns last year.
And what do he have? Yeah. How many interceptions, Chris, a year ago?
I'm just 6.
So he has 8
he's
already.
Have more interceptions.
Yeah, way more. Yeah. And he's throwing the ball more, right?
Yeah, right, right. He's throwing
eight,
it more.
He's got 8 already, is what I'm saying. Right. He's still got 8 games to go.
Right, right. So, but, yeah, I look, and there is a little fairness to that. It's understandable. And I'm not saying he's going to do what this guy did. All right? Like I said, I'm not ready to fully sign off on him being elite or great individually. He's having a great season. There's no doubt about that. But Kurt Warner, Rob, who wasn't even drafted, okay? We know the story about Kurt Warner and all that stuff. Wasn't even drafted. Here's the thing for Kurt Warner, though, Rob. It was 1999. First year as a starter. I mean, he lights the league on fire, leads the league with 41 touchdown passes, throws for, you know, almost 300 yards a game, about 275. And they win the Super Bowl, St. Louis. So the thing with him was that, I mean, his first year as a starter, He had been in the league the year before, but only, like, had appeared in one game and didn't start, didn't throw the ball much. That's what I think, Rob, quickened the thoughts of Kurt Warner being great, right? I mean, they won it his first year. And so I think that made him a little different, but Purdy similar. I mean, we don't know if he'll do this, but I mean, in terms of being a guy that, you know, not much was expected from. And you come in, you got a great offensive mind with, you know, at that time, they had Mike Martz as the OC.
And you remember Mike
he
Martz,
had some
offense,
great players
right?
Right.
Oh,
he
God.
Had Marshall Faulk.
Because he was
receivers.
In Detroit, Chris, when Mike Martz left St. Louis, he came to Detroit. And he was supposedly an offensive genius. Like they had the greatest show on turf. That offense was unbelievable. They put the ball up. It was amazing.
Right. And the thing before, and this is something that would work in Warner's favor as far as a comparison to Brock Purdy, they were only 4-12, Rob, the year before Warner took over.
Exactly. Could see, whereas this 49ers team, Chris, had already been to the Super Bowl and have already had some success before right. Brock Purdy got there. And so that takes away. It does. Whereas when the Rams
the bar
came.
For what he's got to do. Right, absolutely. But the kid is having a fantastic season, obviously, a start to his career. And I think he's legitimately good, like a very good quarterback. We'll see if he becomes elite. Probably won't be able to answer those questions in a lot of people's minds until the playoffs, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge.
Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Speaking of continue, the big question in L.A. is should the Chargers continue with Brandon Staley, their beleaguered head coach? Now, Rob, no surprise, the Chargers lost yet again, a team that many people think has some of the best talent in the league, is now 4-6, and Rob, five of their losses are by one score.
But you know what, Chris? The NFL, most games are decided by 6 points or less. Losing close isn't a true indication. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? That's like right. That's not a true indication. Like, oh, they're making progress. Well, they're not getting blown out every week. Most games, that's why the point spread works. That's why Vegas works. That's why, Chris, if every game was a double-digit blowout, there would be no Vegas. Right. Like, seriously.
And if you're right. If you could tell.
Right.
Just because the team's bad doesn't mean they're going to get blown out. We see that all the time. But anyway, the Packers beat the Chargers 23-20. So now that's two straight losses for the Chargers. Four of their last six games, Rob, have been losses. And in this one in particular, I mean, they only gave up 23 points. So you might say the defense wasn't horrific, but they gave up a career high 322 yards. And two touchdowns to Jordan Love.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, that was the indictment. I thought he – I said this last night on Channel 4 here in L.A. He looked like a well-tanned Aaron Rodgers last night, Jordan Love, Chris. I'm like, he had a great game against them.
Well, that's what the Chargers do. And so Brandon Staley, who went there at least, Rob, as a defensive guru. He had been the defensive coordinator for Sean McVay's Super Bowl champion Rams, so people thought this dude knows his stuff defensively. And he was being questioned on it at the press conference, and bruh didn't like it. Here it is.
I have full confidence, like I've told you, and like I've told you from the beginning, I have full confidence in our way of playing. Full confidence in myself as the play caller, and the way that we teach, and the way that we scheme, full confidence in that. We got to bring this group together and do it consistently, okay? And that's where it's at. So you can stop asking that question, okay? I'm going to be calling the defenses, okay? So we're clear. So you don't have to ask that again. There were a lot of other things that caused us to lose today. It certainly wasn't our defense. It was the way we played as a team. We didn't play well enough on the red zone on offense. We dropped too many passes, okay? We gave up a few killer sacks, okay? We did this as a team. Stop making it about one unit, because that's not what happened out there today. Our team lost, and I am fully responsible for it, and I take full responsibility. But we lost as a team today, and that's the storyline.
And no! Don't tell me what questions I could ask and not ask. Chris, I'll ask you every week you have a poor defensive
and
assignment.
And you'll like it.
And I'll ask you whether or not you're going to give up the responsibilities of calling the defensive play signals. Chris, the year the Lions went 0-16 and Rod Marinelli, I asked him every week, are you going to fire your son-in-law? Every week. All right, it didn't work out that great for me. But I did ask him every week.
And then you finally asked, well, look, at least, Rod, do you wish he had married a better defensive coordinator?
Chris, I don't care what anybody says. That's going to go down in history as one of the two greatest questions ever asked at a press conference.
Well, certainly, you know what number one? Funniest. What's the number one?
The woman who asked Doug Williams, how long at the Super Bowl, Chris, how long have you been a black quarterback? I think that's going to be number one. Right? I can't top that one.
Well, that, but I wouldn't. I mean, your question was funny. Her question is horrible.
Right. How long have you been a black quarterback?
That's not a good question. It's just stupid.
There was a golfer, you know, Chris.
Like that, yeah.
Davis Love. Hey, Steve DeSager. Davis Love III, Chris. There was a golfer. Somebody at a press conference, believe it or not, Chris, asked what was your father's name? I swear. Davis Love III. What was your father's name?
Wow.
Hello?
Wow.
Is this on?
All right, but anyway, Rob, look, here's the thing. You and I have been saying for more than a year.
Chris,
before Brandon Staley blew the playoff game.
Thank you. We were saying
it before when he was blowing all those games by going for these crazy.
You remember that game
downs.
Against the Chiefs in L.A.? They had a chance to win that game, and they didn't take the field goals a couple times,
yes.
Chris, and they lost that game. That was a huge game to the Chiefs.
It was ridiculous. It's been ridiculous since he got there. And his defense, which was top 10 each of the three previous years before he took over, has been – been bottom 10.
And that was with Anthony Lynn. You remember that? Anthony Lynn's defense. They couldn't score. Remember before they
– Each of his 3 years, they've been bottom 10. And, Rob, they still got Derwin James, who's only 27. They still got – and Joey Bosa just got hurt. But before he got hurt, he's only 28.
They got playmakers,
Khalil
Chris.
Max got 11 sacks. Like, they still got guys that can play. And then offensively as well, of course. And they got Justin Herbert, who's a very good quarterback. And so we have been saying for a long time he should get fired, and I still think that. But here's my thing. We know we talked Friday, I believe it was, about, you know, there's a story that the Chargers are the front runners for Bill Belichick next season, right? Here's the issue to me. If, and we don't know this, but if the Chargers really want Belichick, then if you fire Staley right now and make Kellen Moore your head coach, who's the offensive coordinator right now, make him your head coach. Rob, you know this. If it doesn't go well, or if it goes okay, but they bring in Belichick or whoever they would bring in, it's unlikely that Kellen Moore, if he's the interim head coach, is going to come back to you as the offensive coordinator. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so if you want Belichick and your plan is, well, we want Belichick, we want to keep Kellen, well, that's probably not going to happen if you promote Kellen now. And so I just think that's what I don't know. Do they really want Belichick? If they don't want Belichick, or they're like, we don't know, we'll see, you know, we'll look at him, but we're not, you know, they're not all that high on that idea, then by all means, make it Kellen Moore, right? But and see what he can do for these last seven games. But I just think it's a lot they have to figure out. And but I think you could do a lot worse than giving Kellen Moore a chance, Rob, and see what they can do over these seven games. And he's an offensive guy, obviously, but the defense can't get any worse. Right?
It's as bad as it gets.
It makes sense to bring in an offensive coach. You've got a great quarterback. So, and you get to see, we know people have talked about Kellen Moore as a head coach, you know, going to be a head coach in the future. So see what he can do. And if he's good, you get to keep him.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.